are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. All right, guys, welcome back to Next on Scene. This is a very exciting podcast. As you know, I am taking my podcast to the next level, and I'm going to start doing live coverage on site. So thanks to you for all of supporting my iFund Women campaign. I was able to do some live coverage on site in Los Angeles for the Emmys for 2018, for the daytime Emmys. So you're going to learn, you're going to see a little inside scoop from in the hotel room to checking out Villa Blanca to interviewing some amazing celebrities and people on the red carpet for the daytime Emmys. So they actually have a cocktail party, which actually welcomes all the nominees the week of the event, which is really exciting. So Melina from Lollaby and I got to attend. Melina got to dress some amazing producers, from Producers on the Reel to celebrities on the red carpet for the actual Emmys and for the cocktail show. So this podcast is going to cover basically my whole experience in 36 hours, from in the hotel room, prepping with Melina, to on-site at the red carpet, to Villa Blanca, and just so much more. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to my first podcast live on site. The sound might be a little funky as I'm starting to learn my recording system, but it's only going to get bigger and better from here. So stay tuned for what's next for live coverage at the Daytime Emmys in Los Angeles. Hi, guys. Next on Scene is currently in the Lowe's Hotel, and we're getting ready for the Emmys. Melina's here. Say hi, Melina.
Are you recording?
I'm recording. This is so fun. Okay, we're doing a trial run, but maybe I will actually air this. So we are prepping. We're going to go to Villa Blanca in a little while for lunch. So we're going to... Beautiful, Melina. I love it. Melina did her hair and my hair. Who knew she was a fashion designer and a hairstylist? Amazing. So talented. So we're going to do some coverage from Villa Blanca. Maybe we'll see some Lisa Vanderpump and some Sir Rules people over there. So stay tuned. All right, we are officially at Villa Blanca in LA. And Melina just got an awesome rosé, and I had some delicious Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, and we had a fabulous meal of salmon carpaccio, a mixed green salad. I seem like a video recorder. This is so cool, though. And what else did we get? Oh, calamari. It was absolutely delicious. This place is so quaint, and I highly recommend that you check it out. We had an awesome waiter named Grant. That was his name, right? Grant?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Brent. Okay, I apologize, Brent. I thought it was Grant. And, yeah, so check out Villa Blanca. It's awesome. All right, guys, we are officially at the cocktail party. Next on Scene with Nikki Claudine. Nikki was on one of my first interviews. Nikki, introduce yourself and tell us what you're doing here.
Hi, I'm Nikki Claudine, and we are working on the 45th annual Daytime Emmys, and we're having the cocktail reception tonight, celebrating everyone.
So tell us your position and all about your latest and greatest things you're doing.
So I'm working with Lisa Liu, the executive producer, so I'm on the production team.
And Nikki, you do a lot more than this. I've known you for a long time. Let's be real here.
So I do PR. I work with Blink Bar. I work with a lot of like entertainment clients. I do a lot of beauty ones.
You're doing a lovely summit.
Thank you. Yes, we did that one recently, and it was really great. We had some great speakers on there.
So how can people like follow you and see what you're doing?
So they can follow me on Instagram at ClaudinePR or on Facebook, and you can follow us there.
Yay! And you have a full week of activities. So what else can people expect to see this week?
So we have the Golden Gift Lounge that we have this Saturday, and then we have the actual awards and the Sapphire Ball.
What is the Sapphire Ball?
So it's the after party for everyone to enjoy.
Love it.
Love it. You are the best.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for coming back on.
Thank you.
Nikki was one of my first interviews, so this is so cute to bring her back, like, fast forward 4 years.
Right?
So,
yes, it is. You're making me nervous. You're great at this.
Oh, my God. You're so cute. Thank you. I have fun. And Melina's here, too. Melina, say hi.
Hi.
Melina is the founder of Lollaby. As you know, we've been doing some coverage, some really fun stuff. She's dressing amazing people tonight. So, Melina, how are you feeling?
I'm very excited. My first time in Los Angeles. My first time in a party like this. So, super, super excited to be working with Nikki, with Claudine, with you, Jackie, and just kind of taking it all in.
I know.
Yeah.
The red carpet was so awesome. This elevator has like a bar.
Yeah.
And it's all open.
I'm gonna leave the elevator.
It's awesome. It's so awesome. So yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff going on. So thanks guys for being my first people on, and stay tuned for what's next.
I love it.
All right, guys, I'm here with Lisa Liu on the Next On Scene podcast. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Lisa's a producer of the Emmys, and we're so excited to be here tonight. So tell us about all that goes into this procedure.
Oh, well, this is one of the first of many exciting things that build up to the actual Emmy Awards, which is Sunday. We started out our week actually with the first event, which was the Style Lounge, where we got all our lovely ladies of daytime television who were nominated, or presenters, or hosts, getting the red carpet ready with amazing designer gowns and Bajli Mishka shoes and real jewels with an amazing jeweler named Narcissa Ferris, who flew in all the way from Hong Kong to lend her amazing jewels.
So how do you guys decide, like, who's the best fit for, you know, because you've doing this for a long time?
Actually, we've just been so blessed to have some of the most amazing in every field join us as partners or collaborators who make the most dazzling evening.
And glitz and glamour is always in, right?
We've just been so blessed because the most fascinating and people and lovely people join us. So it was off the charts. And that really kicked it off. The girls from The Real came and they all got...
And they gave you a huge shout out today, or a few days ago on The Real, right?
About so, very, very touching.
You deserve it. You work really hard.
It was
and
fun.
Malina and I are very happy to be a part of it.
And then Malina with her amazing Lullaby came out and got all our ladies dressed for this. Now this is our second event.
Yeah.
It's exciting being here. It's our nominee cocktail session. This is a lot of fun. It's everybody comes from work and they get so excited because they really it launches the midweek of heading into our awards weekend. So
who's hosting the daytime Emmy?
Mario Lopez.
Awesome.
Yeah, and also Cheryl Underwood. And they did it last year and they're funny together. They're fantastic.
Love it. And what time are they on this weekend on Sunday?
It starts at 5:00.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's
love
a lot of fun. So
and can people follow you on social media?
Me? I'm private on Instagram.
Lisa!
Lisa Liu 207, but you can find me and I'll join you.
Look for this girl. And
my company is P... you can find me. And then my company is P&L Media TV.
Awesome.
That's great. Thanks,
thank you.
Great
so
to be here.
Fun.
Thanks for joining us, guys. Thanks for joining us, Lullaby.
All right, guys. Next On Scene podcast is back, and I'm with Scott and Michelle from Emerald Hair. How are you guys?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
So excited to learn about your winery in Napa Valley. So tell us a little bit about how Emerald Hair came about.
So as background, I'm a certified sommelier, and Michelle's a professionally trained chef. So we really wanted to create wines that drink well on their own, but also pair well with food. Our winemaker used to be the head winemaker at a winery called Mary Edwards Winery. So Mary's female pioneer winemaker, all her wines retail for like $40 to $100. The whole concept of our brand is to create great wine, but at everyday pricing. So all of our wines retail for under $20. So super accessible.
That's fabulous. Where can you access them?
So right now we're distributed in the Southeast. So we're focused in Georgia, Alabama, Florida, kind of North Carolina, Virginia, that area.
Awesome.
And we're actually starting to be fully distributed in California as well. So
congratulations.
Thank you.
And tell us about the 15% give back.
Yeah, so Michelle, she actually is a survivor of Hodgkin's lymphoma recently, and I'm a survivor of childhood leukemia, so we were actually approached by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society to see if we wanted to help partner with them, because they do a fundraising campaign every year, the Man and the Woman of the Year fundraising campaign, so we're partnering with one of the candidates there, and we're donating 15% of our wine sales through June 1st to that organization.
That's
so
beautiful.
Yeah.
So how did you guys meet Michelle? Tell us.
So we met in college. And actually, it's kind of interesting. I had asked Scott what he liked to do for fun, and he actually turned the question around on me and asked me what I like to do, and I told him how I love to go to, like, nice restaurants and drink a nice glass of wine and have, like, have a nice meal. And, yeah, so that really sparked our first date, our passion for food and wine, which is so interesting that we have ended up, you know, really following that passion together.
Prior to this, we lived in New York City for 10 years.
I'm a New Yorker.
Awesome. So we lived on 15th between 8th and 9th.
Awesome.
So, you know, love New York, but, you know, we really wanted to move out to California, you know, different pace of life and all that kind
of
stuff.
We were just talking about the pace of life, how different
it's crazy,
it is.
Right?
Yeah. Very different. I mean, now I'm in Boston, and even Boston is slower
paced. We went to school in Boston.
Where?
So I went to Babson College.
Oh, my God.
And Michelle went to Brandeis.
No way. Yay! Yeah, that's so awesome. Yeah. Small world. It's a small world.
But I'm originally from Georgia, and Scott's from Connecticut. And what's actually neat about our wines is that we had a Georgia artist, Steve Pinley, paint our label for us. And he's done a lot of work for U.S. presidents, Coca-Cola headquarters, the College Football Hall of Fame has a huge mural Steve Pinley's painted. So he painted our emerald hair, so we're super happy
that.
To have
had it. So what inspired emerald hair?
Yeah, so it's actually pretty interesting. So we live where we live in Calistoga. We back up to one of the first organic gardens that Thomas Keller from the French Laundry restaurant sourced his produce from. And so we were out there one afternoon, looking at this guy's organic garden, and the same farmer still farms it since the late 80s. And we see all these hares literally running around eating his produce, and we were laughing about it. And we had never seen, living in New York City, you don't see hares running around Central Park,
right? Not, no. Yeah.
And hares are actually a natural part of the wildlife in Napa Valley.
Yeah, so. And then the emerald part comes from that time of the year after the rainy season in Napa, where everything's lush and green and beautiful. So to us, we kind of created the emerald hair as a mascot of Napa Valley.
I love that. Yeah. So how long have you been in California now?
Since 2015.
Nice.
Yeah,
so
about 3 years. Yeah.
So hopefully we'll get your wines in Boston.
Yeah.
So does it range from cabs to Sauvignon Blanc?
Yeah, so right now we make four wines. We do Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc, a rosé, and a red blend.
Awesome.
And then we're coming out in probably October with our Cabernet. So we'll have five wines.
Yeah. Cool. All right, so how can they follow you on social media?
At Emerald Hair.
Perfect, that's easy.
Yeah.
And hair is H-A-R-E.
Yes.
Okay, so definitely give them a follow. Thanks so much for coming on today, guys.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
So fun to have you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
No problem. All right, guys, I'm back on the Next on Scene podcast with Trish, who is the wardrobe stylist for The Young and the Restless, right, Trish?
Yes, Teresa Broadnax.
I'm sorry,
it's okay. Teresa Broadnax. And yes, I'm part of the team. We have a team of eight, so I'm part of the team for Young and the Restless.
So how did this come? How did you even get this position? Tell us about your background.
Well, my background is I've been in the beauty and fashion business for almost 30 years. I first started out as a cosmetologist, and then I kind of started helping. I have a lot of designer friends, so I started helping to style some of their shows and things like that. So because I was already doing some of the hair and makeup, and then I just kind of started helping with the clothes as well. So kind of rolled into doing styling also, which I think beauty and fashion kind of go together.
Hand
in hand, it goes together. And
so I have a general question for you. When you're dressing somebody, how do you decide what they're going to wear?
Well, it just depends on what they like, the event.
So let's give the Emmys an example.
The Emmys, it would be I was asking, what's their vision? Do they have a vision or something that they like? And then if it's somebody that I've worked with, then I kind of know what works for their body and things like that. So it's really what I feel like would work for your body type, how you want to feel and look for that night. And then I kind of, and if it's somebody new that I haven't worked with, then I just kind of get to know them and be very observant of who they are, because that'll tell you a lot about their style.
True.
If you kind of, really pay attention.
What's trending right now? Well, on the show, what kind of clothes are they wearing, the characters? I mean, I personally have never seen the show. All I do is hear about it.
Right. So, right now we rode in it. The show is set in Genoa City, Wisconsin. So we get all four seasons. So right now we're into spring. So it's a lot of florals, a lot of a lot of patterns, a lot of florals, and a lot of just really pretty colors, pretty yellows and pinks and things like that. So
awesome. And what's your favorite style for you?
For me personally, I'm very minimalist. I love simplicity, because I think there's elegance in simplicity. So, and I wear black 95% of the time.
I love black too. Black goes with everything. And then you just accessorize.
Exactly.
Right?
Then you just accessorize. pop of color.
Love it. Melina, look at her shoes.
Hot pink shoes, guys. Amazing.
Yeah, pop of color. So that type
of thing. That's the stylist gene in you, Teresa.
That's the stylist gene in me. Yeah.
So what's next for you? What else are you working on?
Well, right now, since we, this is the week of the Emmy, so finalizing everybody's look for that. Of course, the show will continue. I'll be working with the branding and marketing company Dream House that we do a lot together. We did the style lounge together. We were contacted to do some stuff for the BET Experience in June.
So cool.
And possibly the Essence Fest. So, and I know that the company is doing some things with Cannes Film Festival. They have some clients that they're going to deal with there. Hopefully, I'll get to go, but I'm not sure yet. Next month, it would be great, because that's one of my things that I want to accomplish is, styling somebody that's walking the Cannes.
Right.
Red carpet, but yeah, so that's really what it is. Just continue on with the show and the next other two projects with like BET.
Well, obviously, you love what you do, so people are just gonna have to follow you on Instagram. Tell them your Instagram.
Yeah, my Instagram handle is House of Broadnecks.
Spell that for people who don't.
House HOU.
Yeah,
House of Broadnecks. BROADNAX, as an X-ray.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It's been so fun.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, guys. The Next On Scene podcast is back with Storyline Online, and I have the two fabulous producers here.
Introduce yourself.
Marcus. Marcus. Yes, introduce yourself. It's all good. Listen, we're all real here. We're real people.
Real show.
Awesome. Congratulations on your nomination. Now tell us a little bit about your platform and how this all came about. Marcus, you go first.
So what we do is called Storyline Online. It's just one part of the things that we do as a nonprofit, the SAG-AFTRA Foundation.
Awesome.
And it's just it's about 50 videos, big celebrities reading children's books. We animate the books. Kids love them and teachers love it. And it's
how did it come about?
It started off as a phone line where children who would call in and have a recording of an actor reading a story to them. So like if parents didn't have time to read to their kids at night, and it was just a phone line. And then over years, we got the money together to start making these videos, and now we practically put out one a month. And we have...
StorylineOnline.com,
.net. And there's an app as well, so kids can, on a long flight or whatever, there's practically enough videos to get you from LA to New York.
That's, well, we're flying to Boston tonight. We're going to check it out.
And they're just really great, really nicely paced stories for like kids K-5. And
how do you pick the topics? Like, how do you decide the topics?
They have a wide variety of topics.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there's some serious books, and then there's some fun, silly books. Clark the Shark, for example, is like a book about what to do with your excess energy at school, So it's like other ways you can channel that and stuff, so you can be paying attention in school and then have fun on the playground.
How do you guys get the celebrities to be the spokespersons for...
They, for the most part, they want to give back. They want to give back to their community they were read to. They want to read to children. They recognize it's a good cause. It's something where they're able to use their skill to, like... lift imagination and words off of the page.
So
they're interesting and fun, exactly characters, loads of great voices for all the different characters. I just think it's easy for them to use their skill set.
Yeah, and it's helpful for kids sometimes to see facial reactions and emotional stuff. Like, it just helps some people like with reading that type of thing.
And everything's digital now, so props to being online. That's amazing. Well, congratulations to you both.
Thank you so much. So nice to meet you. Thank you.
All right, guys, we are on the Next On Scene podcast en route to the airport. We currently have Melina from Lullaby doing the interviewing tonight with our amazing driver, Gary. So we are going to do some interviewing. Go ahead, Melina.
Hello, this is Melina, so bear with me here. And Gary, who hasn't had a drink because he's driving. And Jackie, who hasn't had a drink because she's Jackie. Hush, baby. So tell us, what are some of the pros and cons? What are the most fun things that you have seen in this job, and some of the things that are not as fun?
Fawn thinks...
It's a microphone, so you can hear him. Sure. Just keep it in the middle, yeah.
Well, Fawn thinks, I see so many celebrities, they go with their crazy life. Mm-hmm. They do stuff that it shocks me, you know.
Such as
bringing models in a car.
That doesn't sound too bad.
Bringing a naked models in a car.
That still doesn't sound too bad.
Okay. Right. Some of them do drugs.
That is bad, kiddos.
It is very bad, so, yeah. You know, stuff like that.
I can understand that. So how do you... first of all, are you married? Do you have kids? Do you have family?
Yes, I am married, and okay. I have two kids.
Aww.
One boy and one girl.
How old are they?
My son is going to turn 7 years old in 1 week, and my daughter, she's 12 years old.
What are their names?
My son's name is Johnny, and my daughter's name is Miriam.
So your son is going to be 5 and your daughter's going to be 12?
Seven.
Seven.
That is
12. So I'm back to the job thing. I completely agree with you. You must deal with all kinds of people. So how do you keep... My question about the kids was, when you go home, how do you then teach your kids to be everything that you want them to be after you've met people that you know you don't want kids to be?
Well... My goal is, I make sure my kids' education is number one, and also I keep them very busy. Like my daughter take a dancing class, and she goes to a swimming class. And my son takes a soccer lessons and again swimming lessons. I keep them busy, and also my son play chess, so I keep them so busy,
nice.
Educated, so yeah. They won't be the same as like me. Being a chauffeur or driver, there's nothing bad being a chauffeur. It's a great thing. It's a great career. It's a great, great job. You can make good money, a lot of money. But I want them to be educated. I want them to be in office, hire or model.
Well, I have to say, sorry to interrupt you, but sometimes being in an office is not the way to happiness.
That's true.
That's a very good point.
I want them to be educated.
That is absolutely something I agree with.
That's my goal.
And where are you originally from?
I'm Armenian.
Okay.
I came to...
What do you speak in Armenia?
Yes, I do speak Armenian.
No, Armenia. Okay, my husband's from Morocco, so...
Morocco,
yeah.
My dad born in Lebanon, but he's Armenian-Lebanese.
Okay.
My mom, she born in Armenia, but her parents are Bulgarian.
Okay.
So, I born in Armenia. Mm-hmm. I was 12 years old when I came to the United States.
Okay.
So, that been 30 years ago.
Okay. And what is your goal? That's my last question. What do you hope? You seem like a very happy person. You're very friendly. You're very respectful. So, where do you want to be in 10 years?
Well, in 10 years, I want to make sure my kids got their top education.
Mm-hmm.
That's my goal. And then in 10 years, I would like to retire and go see the whole world.
Good. Okay.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think we should all have that.
I think so too.
As a bucket list. We should all go see the whole world and see how the rest of the world lives.
Sure.
So we can better appreciate where we live and what we have.
So true.
And, you know, everything good happening for us.
I'm going to rent a car. Take her to whole United States and see whole United States. That will be, you know, cheaper than going whole world. But I am going to try to see whole world. That's my bucket.
What parts of the States do you want to see the most? Because the United States has some beautiful places.
Well, I already seen 25 states. I did not go East Coast like New York, Boston.
Have you not been to Boston?
No, never been to Boston.
Then this interview is a wrap.
No, it's time for Gary to come to Boston.
Boston is where it's at. Not only are we pretty, we are smart, we are witty, we are educated, and we have manners.
Very, very nice. And I respect that.
I'm just joking. Not really.
And we are... Yeah.
That's awesome.
So I have a question.
Listen, I have a question for you, Gary. So how did you get into this business?
Well, when I was 18 years old, I started with the school busing, driving school bus.
Awesome.
On the weekends, I was doing a limo, stretch limo. So I did that two jobs together until 2005. So since 2005, I am doing this full time. But I've been doing this 25, 26 years. That's how I started doing limo.
Good for you, man. That's awesome.
And I did drove so many celebrities. And I can probably, when I retire, I can write a book about my life.
All the people you've worked with,
yeah,
and
all the people
that's really inspiring. I mean, you have a lot of interesting stories to share and met a lot of interesting people. I'm assuming as a driver, you really meet all walks of life, right?
Yep.
Awesome. Really, really awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming on the podcast, and we're so excited to share your story with our listeners.
And as the daughter of an immigrant myself, and someone who wasn't even born in this country, really appreciate what you're doing for your kids and really appreciate the goals that you're setting up for your kids. And you're working really hard to make sure that they achieve those goals. So thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Proud to be Americans, my friends.
Yes.
Making moves in the world.
Making bloody moves.
That was powerful. Great job, guys.
All right, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed my journey to the Emmys with Lalabee founder Melina Cortez Namili. And to all of my guests that came on, it was such an honor to get to know you and be a part of my first new experience with my podcast, Growing to the Next Level. So thank you all for tuning in. I am so excited to show you what's next for the brand as we continue to grow. We're going to start getting into more video stuff. So please give us a follow on Next On Scene on social media, at Jackie Zook on social media. We'll still keep the audio streaming going, but we're now expanding our outlet to video. So give us a follow, give us a shout out. I hope you enjoyed our show. Let us know about some awesome feedback you thought about it. And stay tuned for what's next on Scene.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on Scene.